Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,449. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery! On tap today, there's a battle of Seattle Rock Day leftovers on a Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drink up the drink. All right, here we go. A man walking naked down the road tells cops that he was forced to do the walk of shame after getting caught cheating on his wife. Meanwhile, South Africa's gangsta baboon who terrorized town sees the end to his looting and stealing type of life. Florida man arrested after a bump of coke was found on top of the Cat in the Hat. Meanwhile, Florida man busted in public's parking lot, pine tarring his bat. And man tells cops his meth is really just salt to treat an ingrown toenail. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, for whatever reason, weird things happen in bathrooms. I don't know what it is. That just seems to be the universal spot of oddness. We go to Alaska, where a woman went to use the outhouse and got her butt bitten by a bear. And let's face it, that's a very Alaskan thing to happen. So why not go to Australia for the most Australian thing to happen? In this case, a toilet was clogged, a plumber was called, and the clog was removed. The clog, by the way, was a 6.5 foot long python. We actually have a list of the five animals that might show up in your toilet. And bad news, Ted, snakes are number one.
Not shocked.
Number one. One of the odd entries there, possums. Haven't had a possum in the toilet, but
I believe it. They can squeeze through anything.
There you go. So don't be shocked if you find a possum in the toilet. And then there is a woman in Florida. Very Florida story. She found a 2-foot iguana in her toilet. But all of this is less upsetting than what a city worker in Des Moines, Iowa, found in a portable toilet. Here he is trying to drive his snowplow. He goes to the portable toilet, opens the door, and he found a dead guy in the honey bucket. They're not sure how he died. He just opened the door, and there's a dead dude sitting on the toilet. And in Oregon, a guy made a much better discovery in a portable toilet. He found a porta potty full of pot plants. Someone basically set up a grow operation inside of a porta potty. I'm guessing a very little used porta potty, but he's walking his dog, wanted to go to the bathroom, found a bunch of pot. Today, we're talking about odd bathroom experiences, all right? So sometimes it's what went into the toilet. Sometimes it's what comes out of the toilet. Sometimes it's what you hear, what you see, or God forbid, what you smell. Or maybe it's a conversation that you have with a coworker, but he doesn't realize that a child has walked into the bathroom and he's going on about the horrible things he wanted to do to the flight attendant.
Wow.
Good times. Good times. So today we have a very simple question, and we guarantee that you have an answer. How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9
KISW. Home of toes and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,449. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact. As we shake off the hangover from yesterday's Seattle Rock Day.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you what, though. What we figured out, there are so many great bands in the Seattle area. There are so many great artists here that, honestly, you cannot play them all in just one day for Seattle Rock Day. So not only for you do we have the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC today, we also have a battle of Seattle Rock Day leftovers on a Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man,
this is your fault.
All those leftovers, a big helping heap of Kenny G.
They even make fun of this song in the movie Cars, I think. Yeah, Cars.
I think someone's like reaching over with their hand and feeling my knee right now.
Turn a look. That's me.
Feel like what that feels like in the car, just hanging out. All of a sudden, a hand appears on your knee. You're like, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm on hold.
Ted? Yeah, it's more like I'm in the elevator. But like, when's the last time I was in a car? This
you
song
couldn't make
on?
Love to Kenny G?
Then I could.
I'd make love to Kenny G. Have you had sex to Kenny G, Mike? Really?
God, you live an exciting life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, was this intentional? Did you intentionally put on Kenny
saying
G?
I could. I didn't say I would. I don't think I could.
How slow and sloppy is this?
I just put on a smooth jazz playlist and this came up.
Look at you setting it up. Smooth jazz.
Kenny G, a Franklin High School graduate.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make it on the air yesterday during Seattle Rock Day, but he takes on Everett's own Kenny Loggins. The older I get, the more I appreciate Kenny Loggins. I don't know what it is. Love Kenny Loggins. Reminds me of bad 80s movies.
I mean, there's some nostalgia with Kenny Loggins because of that, but I don't know that I like his songs. Oh, I do. What I'm saying is I don't like his songs. But when I hear his songs, it usually puts me in a good mental place, right? But the songs suck.
I like them.
I feel like that'd be a fun show.
Hell yeah.
I think the show would be fun.
Was at Chateau Saint-Michel,
I'd be on my way up there, even though I couldn't get a beer.
You all the way to Chateau Saint-Michel.
I could have said
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Nothing against Kenny Loggins, but I was thinking the same place. So I was like, I know where Kenny's
going.
We're going
to get the place for.
Chateau Saint-Michel. Kenny Loggins.
Pass me that Sauvignon Blanc.
That's right. Drink straight out of the bottle, bitch. Why don't you serve beer here? Please.
The best is, Ted, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Right. What show was that?
Rob Thomas.
Oh, of course. Oh. Well, he gave you tickets and sent you backstage, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
And then I got beer.
If Kenny Loggins were to give me tickets and send me backstage, I'd be there in a minute.
Or if Kenny Loggins gave me tickets, yes, I will go to the Kenny Loggins show and
you
drink his beer.
You would go see Kenny Loggins.
If Loggins gave us backstage tickets, Miles and I go full Wayne and Garth.
We're going, man.
We're not worthy.
What if he throws the biggest rager backstage and you just can't even believe it? Like, Kenny Loggins throws down, man.
Make no mistake, I believe Kenny Loggins would probably be a hell of a lot of fun to hang out with.
All right.
I'd be like, Kenny, I'll tell you what. Can I just do the backstage part and not sit through the show?
What if he made you do like a shot of Old Crow just to get backstage? Like, here, pull this from the bottom.
Done.
You're in the Loggins nest.
You're in the danger zone, bro.
The danger.
Step into the Kenny's danger zone backstage.
Right.
We have the hottest chicken wings on this planet.
You do two more shots, and guess what? It's not going to be all right.
It's our battle on a Bad Choice Friday. We got some Seattle Rock Day leftovers. It'll be Kenny G and Songbird against Kenny Loggins and I'm All Right. You wonder, how did one of those two tunes get played? It's up to you. You got to follow us on Twitter. Men's Room Live. Vote on either Kenny G or Kenny Loggins, and we'll play one of those two into the weekend coming up as we drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
And it's up!
It is up there at KISW.
Somebody here
saying live page.
Men's Room Live page.
Kenny G doesn't have a chance against Kenny Loggins.
How do you know?
Man, listen, that song might suck, Songbird, or whatever the hell it's called, and sure, Mike gets late to him, but I will tell you this.
Yeah.
That dude, for whatever reason, has sold so many
he's
records.
Responsible single-handedly for a radio format, to be honest with you. And I mean, he has sold more albums in Seattle than any other musician in Seattle. Now, I'm not sure if Dave Matthews probably has, he's got a lot, but I know for a fact, Kenny G, his album sales were through the roof for at least a decade. You got to remember, that guy was,
I know,
he was on top of the world. So I don't think, I think Kenny G's got a shot today. Not only that, I will tell you my only Kenny G story.
You have a Kenny G store?
Absolutely. I'm working at a radio station. It's a classic rock station in Baltimore, Maryland. Boss calls me in the morning. I'm doing a morning show. He says, we're going to have to let you go. And I was like, oh, God, what the hell's going on, right? He says, well, station's flipping formats. And I was like, all right, well, what's the new format going to be? And he says, smooth jazz. And I was like, well,
what is that?
I can't do that.
John Tesh.
Kenny G, right.
All the big names, right? So I'm like, well, damn it, that sucks. I just lost my job to Kenny G. So I go upstairs.
By the way, is smooth jazz just a nice way of saying white people playing jazz?
Yeah. White people play
black
jazz.
Black people play jazz, and then smooth jazz, what I just, it's like you said, John Tesh, Kenny G. Sure. You go like, oh, when white people play jazz, it's called smooth jazz. Right. Otherwise, you just play jazz.
And when white people play blues, it's called rock. Seriously. What the hell you think Led Zeppelin is? A great blues band.
Yeah, basically.
They are.
The Stones.
Yeah,
Zeppelin,
exactly. Yeah. You call that rock, you see. So anyway, I go upstairs because I want to say goodbye to a couple friends that work at the radio station. They are throwing this huge party. They have cleaned out all of the 104.3, the Colt, which was the name of the classic rock station. All the banners are gone. And I look up on the wall, and they have a party going on, and they have pizza, and they have cake with a new logo on it, and they have balloons, and the salespeople are fired up, and they all got the new packages they're going to sell on their desk. And I look up on the wall, and there's a giant picture of Kenny G. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. This is why I don't have a job anymore.
Because
that guy right there, Kenny G. Those are your choices coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. Oh, that's a Greatest Story Never Told episode. What did you say, 62 on that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get into the full details on that. But good God, man. I'm loading a box. I'm kind of got a tear in my eye a little bit. You know, I just got
Kenny G staring down
at
you
the whole
time.
I'm looking at Kenny G and John Tesh on the wall like, you sons of bitches. You sons of bitches.
Is that the last time you ever watched Entertainment Tonight?
Yeah. And then I walked down the rotunda with a box of my crap, and smooth jazz was playing on the speakers, and I'm walking out. I'm like, this is the most surreal moment of my life.
How did I lose my job to this?
I'm picturing Kenny walking behind you playing
serious?
This.
God. Kenny G is exactly. Behind him.
Don't worry, Miles. It'll be fine.
You're all good, bro.
You'll feed the family somehow. Enjoy these smooth sounds. It'll make you feel better about your unemployment.
Your kids will like public school.
Right, exactly. In Baltimore City. Different times.
The white girls will do all right.
Positive Friday. Positive Friday.
They already have protection. Yeah, yeah.
Positive. You already like spam.
Okay. Moving on to our exciting question.
On a positive Friday.
Get him, Kenny G. Yeah.
Get him, Ken.
We start down under, as we do many times on this program. According to a Facebook post from the Snake Catchers Brisbane and Gold Coast Association, that is an actual group. A family in Queensland called in for the serpent removal service after they spotted what they thought was a creature in one of their bathroom drains, but they weren't sure. Our Southside snake catcher, Bryce, isn't that just a snake-catching name?
Bryce?
Bryce in Australia. Who are we going to call?
Australia.
Call Bryce. He'll get rid of it for you. They were called to a property after residents had noted the bathroom was starting to flood during the shower. Like, what the hell's going on? Upon investigation, the pipe to locate what was causing the blockage, when they looked in, they noticed an eye staring back at them. The clip shows Bryce fearlessly pulling a snake out of the floor drain that's situated outside of the couple's shower. It's not what I was expecting. One of his clients remarked when the snake was freed, I'm glad the snake is okay. Snake was identified as a coastal carpet python and reportedly measured around 6.5 feet. Representatives said that they basically took the animal to another area and released it into the wild. These carpet pythons reportedly live in every single place in Australia, except Tasmania.
So go to Tasmania.
Well, that's a little tiny island out there. So,
you know. Go to Tasmania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, female carpet pythons, they have been observed at mating season to lay up to 20 eggs at a time. So there are plenty of these things in the wild. In adulthood, these non-venomous snakes can reach lengths of over 13 feet and have an olive to brown skin that helps it camouflage in the wild.
Awesome.
Yes, exactly. And they can live for more than 20 years. So.
That is great news.
I would not expect that. I would think that it would be like one of those giant hair blobules from the last 4 decades of people who lived in the building.
In Australia, I would assume it's a snake or a koala bear.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to the other aspect of living here, but still in the middle of nowhere. A bear injured a woman's backside while she was using an outhouse on a backcountry trip in the Haines area. Shannon Stevens was staying in a yurt on a lake for the weekend with her brother Eric and his girlfriend. After the three made sausages for dinner over an open fire on Saturday evening.
Nice.
Shannon went to use the outhouse. Normally, when we're out there in the summer or the fall, I'm used to shouting, hey, bear, the whole way. Hey, bear. But it was a dead of winter, so I didn't think to do that this time. I got in there, sat down on the toilet seat, and something just immediately bit me in the butt. I jumped up and screamed. Eric Stevens heard the screaming and rushed to the outhouse to investigate. Right at the level of the toilet seat, maybe an inch or two below, is a gigantic bear face looking right back up at me. The two then ran back into the yurt and cleaned Shannon Stevens' wound, which was described as a single puncture. She said she ultimately wasn't sure if her injury was a bite, maybe a claw mark. The three spent the night at the yurt and found tracks the next morning near the outhouse. Now, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game...
we found tracks. You saw the goddamn bear. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, of course you found the tracks.
Yeah, well, the guy who investigated the incident, yeah, after looking at the photos of the tracks and taking into account other reports of bear activities in the area, he said he believes the culprit was a black bear. Bears are less active in the winter, but they go in there for either to get warm or to eat what has been left, apparently, in the bottom.
Actually, before I even say that, 2 days ago, I just hear my wife say, dog! So, of course, I'm like, what happened with the dog? So, long story short, my daughter, who, of course, poops like a trucker, I guess she backed up the toilet. One of the turds is still floating free, and then the dog found some toilet candy.
No.
Pulled it out. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, that's when you start questioning your life choices, right? Like, life's good, but I'm like, why am I having a moment in my life where there is a fuzzy creature in my home with a mouthful of S that was left by a daughter who I love who poops like an 85-year-old man? Why is this happening?
I have a question. Is this part of your dad arsenal that you will whip out one day? Like, when she comes home with a prom date when he's 16 years old.
You seen her poop?
Hey, man. She craps like a trucker, just so you know. That's all I gotta
tell
you.
You know it is.
You know it is, man. Yeah. I mean, look, right now, you know, I take it easy on her now, man. She's 10, so you have to, hey, baby, you know, like, if you back up the toilet, I don't care, but you have to let us know. We will solve that problem, but if you don't tell me.
Say, oh, yeah, or.
You know her. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's a quote.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I know it doesn't resonate. I know you're going to forget again, but it is my fatherly duty to at least say it. But at least it's a little easier this time. Like, look, I hate lifting the toilet lid because there's always a surprise. You know what I mean? I hate the fact that I can identify whose turd is in the toilet. That's not like a gift I want. But when the dog starts eating poop, like, this is a problem. So, baby, you've got to let us know. Or close the goddamn lid at the very least. Mm-hmm. Because our dog now has poop breath because it just ate a turd.
But it's so weird that it's your own family's turd. Like, it's one thing for a dog to eat crap on a walk. And you can't really identify where that came from. You know, it's another dog, more than likely.
Sure.
But you would never think, like, that's from my daughter.
Right, like, you know, this particular, like, instance.
Right, your breath smells like my kid's butt.
I'm assuming, having not really smelled her butt, but now I'm smelling the breath. Now, that's what your butt smells.
How many days do you go without letting the dog lick your face?
Until you forget about it, but there's a couple of good hours where it's like, no. You got to go away, man.
Your other dog ate poop one time, and you're like, didn't you make the dog, like, drink Listerine?
It was Scope, and yes. Yes, it ate a turd out of a diaper that was under a tree on the walk.
Right.
But it was hot outside, so when we got to the apartment, it's like, but the more it panted, like, this stink started filling. I'm not kidding, man. So I smelled, my place smelled like the diaper. So I grabbed Scope, dumped in the water bowl, like, drink it. I don't care what anybody says about it. If you were there, you'd have done the same goddamn thing.
How is a toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. An Odyssey station.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
My question, how is a toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Tom.
Tom. Maybe it's a TH Tom.
Hello.
Hey, there it is. Tom. There we got you.
Boom, bitches.
Boo.
I thought he said room.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. So, Tom, how's a toilet or bathroom essential to your story?
All right. So about 15 years ago, I was working maintenance at a casino, and I was doing a bathroom check. And I came in, you know, first stall, second stall, third stall. I make it to the handicap stall, and there's nothing on the toilet. But 2 feet above the toilet was like machine gun for 4 feet. Like, as they were turning to get on the toilet, it was splattered 2 feet above the toilet. So you're talking about like 4 feet up the wall and 4 feet wide.
I need to see a video of this, Tom. We have heard these stories for years about bathrooms that get annihilated, right? And I just can't imagine either the position of how someone is seated. Are they bent over with their hands touching their toes? You know, like how,
a handstand.
Yeah, like how is this even humanly possible?
Are you getting a piggyback ride at the moment
right.
that you
like,
defecate?
How did you like? Could you even figure it out, like physically, how this could be done?
They would have to be really tall is about it, I think.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, he's got to be tall.
All right.
Got to be tall and stand up.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I would do.
I've never pooped standing up.
I walked out, and I talked to my lead, Paul, which honestly had a few kids. And I was like, I can't do this, man. My eyes are watering. My stomach's done. I can't clean this up, dude. So my lead actually went in and cleaned it because I was like, I can't do it.
Okay.
So you went to the guy with kids and just like, hey, man, I don't know much about your kids, but I know you've dealt with a lot of poop.
After I looked at this from a physics perspective, like, and I looked at the angle and all the other things, and I would check that out. Like, how is this humanly possible? And then once I would go talk to the manager, like, I'm not doing this. Trust me when I say the next thing I would do, I would be out on the floor eyeballing people like you do in an airplane when you think someone farted.
Yeah.
Just to see if I think that just based on my own intuition, I could figure out who the culprit would be.
The guy was like 6'8". Like, hey, man.
Like you said.
I know what you did in the bathroom because you're the only one here tall enough to have done that.
I swear to God, I walk around the casino floor like, I'm going to find that guy.
What are some of the...
There was nothing on the toilet, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to find this guy. I have questions.
Do you ever find, like, drugs? I mean, it's a casino bathroom. Granted, most of my experience is Vegas when it comes to casinos. And the rarest thing that I've seen in a casino bathroom is someone peeing or pooping. I mean, it's drugs or people doing their hair, whatever the hell. I mean, do you ever find any good drug stashes, cash?
Needles.
Needles.
Yeah, used needles. And most of the time it was always in the women's room and in the little, the boxes. For their
sanitary stuff.
All right, let me ask you this. Yeah. It has always been my assessment, and when Robin was working with us, she confirmed it here as well. It seems like when you have public bathrooms, for whatever reason, women's bathrooms are always considerably grosser than men's bathrooms. But if you visit single people in their homes, the guy's bathroom is usually pathetic, right?
Yep.
And chicks' bathrooms are usually clean.
That's because
I don't mean public. I don't get it. Like, you go to her house, her bathroom's going to be clean. Your bathroom's going to look like S. But you go to the public bathrooms, guys, for the most part, keep it pretty decent in there.
I think urinals have a lot to do with it. The fact that you don't sit down every time and use toilet paper. You know what I mean?
One other time, I did catch a woman in the men's room peeing in the urinal.
I've seen a woman pee standing up at a urinal at a sporting event.
As it had to be a sporting event or a concert.
Absolutely, I've seen it. And I was like, that is amazing.
But it's amazing because women can get away with that, right? Like, I've been, it was at a Mariners game, but anyway, going to the bathroom, there's a massive line, and this chick, the line for the ladies' room is longer, which I understand. And she's doing the dance, right? You can tell she's at that moment. And she like lost her mind and just pushed through, kind of like screaming sorry, right? And all the dudes were kind of cool. They were like, we don't care. And she went into a stall, did her thing. But I'm like, if I did that, if I pushed through a bunch of broads and say, hey, listen, man.
Oh, that would not be good.
You're getting arrested. I'm getting pepper sprayed, beaten, and then arrested.
But understand, ladies, honest to God, if you really need to go, it's the same old rules that apply. Say, listen, I need to go. You see the line. Just like every single guy, whether it's a bar, an event, or whatever, they'd be like, hey, guys, let this lady go through. I mean, it's universal. There's no issue. It's not about being like, oh, cool, we got a girl in the boys' room. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with that. It's just like, dude, go use the bathroom. You need to go. What in the hell was it?
I don't know.
None of us know.
It sounded like somebody's phone vibrated like it's on a desk, but not in here. Just like out there.
That's really strange.
Like a robotic fart, kind of.
All right. Anyway.
Those robots.
Oh, big news, Ted. We just found out that Kenny Loggins is actually coming to town. Maybe, as long as we have shows.
September 9th to Lalip.
Yeah. Oh. And Tulalip Casino is supposed to be a great... I've never been there, but I heard the hotel's awesome, that the venue's great. I've been to the outlets.
Yeah, Tulalip is great. I've been up there a few times.
Well, you're going back in September.
I might do that. A little Kenny Loggins action. Tulalip? Hell yeah.
If you can get backstage passes.
It's a hometown show. You know he's going to play longer. He's got all his family and friends there, right?
I mean, do we go out drinking in Everett afterwards with him?
We can do whatever we want.
Yes, he's going to go with you drinking after he plays.
Hey, from Everett. We told you what he does backstage. He's insane. Guy's a party animal.
Yeah, have you met anybody from Everett who doesn't enjoy a drink?
No.
Right.
Not once.
Ever. How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-RUN.
If they don't drink now, I bet they did.
By at least age 12. Uh-huh. Hello, Travis. Welcome to the men's room.
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka.
Hola.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, man.
Hey,
positive Friday.
I was playing baseball. I'm about 15 years old when I walked into a port potty. And I'm standing there peeing, and I feel it give a little shake. And I was like, well, what's going on? And about 2 seconds later, it gets flipped onto the door. And like five or six guys that I played baseball with pushed me over in a porta potty.
Oh. Did they leave or did they stick around to write it?
No, they left. They left, and still to this day, nobody owns it. But I went straight on my back. Everything ejected out of that toilet so fast, from my knees all the way up to my face. I flipped over onto my hands and knees and was in there. I wasn't yelling, but I was screaming for help. A guy comes up and says, you know, let me get some help. We'll get you out of there, buddy. And, you know, I don't know if it was a minute or 5 minutes went by where I'm just sitting there with my hands and my knees in this bluish urine poop-filled liquid that's draining through the door cracks. And they end up picking me up. A handful of guys picked it up and got me out of there. And my white baseball uniform was dyed blue, brown, green, every other color you could think of the rainbow. It really wasn't funny, though. I mean, yeah. I want to laugh about it today because it was so long ago.
Was this Babe Ruth, or was this like high school baseball?
This was high school, not even high school baseball. This was just like little league. You know, it was just regular. Just regular old baseball when I was a kid.
That's so crazy for Little League.
Nothing major.
How long did it take you to find this funny? Like, you can look back now, but I mean, how many years passed?
You know, it's funny. The whole idea of it is pretty funny, but I was sick for about 2 weeks afterwards. I got a severe pink eye. I'd wake up in the morning and my eyes were shut. I got home and I took a shower, and that the dye or whatever is in those porta potties, it injects itself into your skin. Like, it was, my skin was, I was a smurf.
So do people think you robbed a bank or something?
No, that's what it felt like. Like, I had bank dye that had exploded all over me. It was hard to get off. I was sitting in the shower trying to, you know, wash off, and I started to feel sick to my stomach. I ended up puking, and for about 2 weeks, I had these cold shakes. I was sweating and freezing. I was so sick.
All
right.
All of that. Okay. So you go to I don't know. You go to a place and I got a porter potty and you got to use it. Now, is that always the thought?
Not anymore.
You won't use it?
Not anymore. Never have. Not since. No. And if you go to the baseball fields over in Auburn now, just because of these guys, now all the porta potties have been moved over to the fence line and they're all chained to the fence now, so they can't be flipped or tipped.
So did someone report that incident?
Yeah, it was reported, and whoever it was, the Auburn Park officials or whatever that were out there, the maintenance guys were out there. And so everybody knew what had happened. And it was during a game. There were a lot of parents, a lot of families, a lot of people there. There was the Renton team, the Auburn team. There were a lot of people there. And it was people on my own team that did it, but nobody fessed up. And it was funny because all these people kept coming to me and saying, oh, it's so-and-so and so-and-so. Oh, it's him and his little brother. And they kept saying all these names about who did it and who did it. But nobody confessed to it because they didn't want to get 86 from the Auburn Junior Baseball League. So it was, it was a big thing. And I still have not played sports since.
Why was it somebody on your own team?
They thought it was funny. They just thought it'd be funny. And, you know, I get it. If I wasn't on the receiving end, I probably would have been a part of it, and after I would have thought it was funny, too.
Well,
it's like America's Funniest Home Videos. I mean, you watch these things, you laugh, but if you were the person in the video, like, that would suck to get
hit. But it also traumatized your life. You have not used a porta potty since, and you haven't played organized sports or anything like that since.
Oh, no. If you've ever had a porta potty spew out at you, and I don't mean just, you know, tip out and pour on your shoes, but I mean, it gushed out. It rushed out so fast, it hit my knees and went straight to my face.
Ah!
All right.
And
how old are you now?
42.
Oh, man.
We're talking about 25 years.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is. I'm like, geez, man, what do you...
It's almost like you needed to talk it out with somebody. Like you needed to go to the school counselor or something.
But there's two ways. Now, not playing sports again, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Avoiding porta potties. Like, if that's the worst thing I had in my life, like, I don't use public toilet. I'm kind of okay with
it. Because I'm not dying to use it in the first place. You're at the Gorge. You're in the parking lot. Now, all of a sudden, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you need to go number two.
Let's go in the desert, man.
I mean, you're in a parking lot.
If I gotta do anything, dude, I'll be right there in the parking lot. I don't even care. I got a McDonald's cup in my car right now. I will pee in it if I have to. I don't even care. I'll throw it out the car. I don't even care. No, he's flipping my car.
All right. I know I'm focused on this, but like, will you like shoot hoops like in a driveway?
Oh, no, I don't mind any of that kind of stuff. But I mean, as far as, because I played Auburn Junior Football League, I played the baseball, you know, I played the sports with the teams, and I won't do that anymore. After that, that was it for me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
It does. I mean, he's right. You know, it sounds funny when you hear it. And anytime your buddy goes in, there's always like, you give him the joke threat. Mm-hmm. You know, but hearing him say it like, okay, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking a shot at Miles or his university. But me and Bernie was at a Maryland-West Virginia game. And this is the few times that Maryland was decent. And he swears he saw a Maryland fan go into a porta potty and get pushed over.
Yeah.
And, like, I just decided at that point, like, I will never go to Morgantown. Now, if Miles was like, you want to go to Morgantown and watch a game? I'd be like, sure.
Right.
But, like, college age, I was like, no chance. Like, that ain't happening.
Different
to me.
Environment.
Like, they ain't pushing me over.
That is a nightmare. Castle has the porta potty still outside of his house. Right,
so Did you use it when you went over?
I went over to help him move a refrigerator, man. But it's just like he has a real nice front yard in the front of his house. It's not, and there's this big giant Esser sitting in front.
But you know, it's nice. It can be used.
I don't know that it gets used much. But based on Castle's general description of the people working in his home, you might not want to go in there. That is the sense that I get.
What I would say is this: I think it's a very unique situation, right, where you have a crew. Let's just say it's three or four guys, right? All right. Well, you have a home.
And you have bathrooms.
It's got three bathrooms in it.
Yeah, right? There's one right next to it.
Right, exactly.
There's a bathroom within 5 feet of where they're working.
Something has obviously happened that is so bad that the construction companies know, like, look, it is just better if we put a porta potty out in front of the house for you guys to use than it is for you to either blow a bathroom up. Mm-hmm. I mean, something has happened.
Because, again, where he's working, where they're
everyone
working
knows
in the
how
kitchen,
to use a bathroom.
The bathroom is basically, you make a right out of his kitchen, and you're in.
We're all adults.
The guys working in the kitchen with that crystal clean bathroom right there.
You go to a person's house, you barely know them or whatever. Maybe you're invited to a party or something like that, and you end up there for can I use the bathroom? They'll say, no, man, I got a honey bucket outside for people I don't know. Because it's just generally understood that adults can use the bathroom, okay.
Well, I think there's a number, though.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're having a big party, you get some porta potties.
All right, well, fair enough.
That's fair just for the sheer number of people. But I got like five people over, but I've never met you, Ted. Like, hey, where's your bathroom? You can use my porta potty.
Outside front.
Because I don't know you well.
I don't know what you're capable of.
I did clog your toilet once.
No, because I do know you. I definitely, Ted, there's a porta potty outside.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Is it clean?
How is a toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Is Mike getting the porta potty? Does Mike get to come inside?
No, Mike can use the inside.
Woo! I see.
It's going to smell like a barn.
If I had one, Mike's pooping outside.
Mike's got the Enum claw odor going on. Sometimes it just smells like what a horse dumps with hay.
We call that he's got claw butt.
They call that Saturday.
Everybody's
morning.
Got their own scent.
Yeah, I know. Well, I walked. It's like walking to a petting zoo.
I know.
It's like,
you know what it's like?
Is that you?
Like,
and he's like, yeah.
It's like when you go to the Puyallup Fair, the Washington State Fair, where the sheep are and stuff like that.
That's what it smells like.
It smells like just like that.
It's like, do you eat farm animals and then poop them out in an hour? It's like, did you just eat a sheep?
Did you have sheep for dinner last night?
It smells like I opened a barn door.
Wool and all, man. I mean, that's
it's a very distinct sound.
I noticed you're wearing a new hat.
Hello, Peyton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, positive Friday. Positive.
So my story goes, I'm in high school and in my room, and I hear like a splashing coming from my bathroom, thinking like someone left the faucet on or something. You know, walk in there, the faucet's not on. wondering what could possibly be making a splashing noise, and lean over the toilet to look, see a rat ran so fast out of the bathroom, go upstairs to tell my father. He's like, you know, comes downstairs. He's looking at the rat. The rat spots him and literally crawls back up the toilet. And he just looks at me with like the straightest face I've ever seen. It's just like, boil water on every stove, like right now. So we just boil water and dump it down every drain we got. And, you know, if that didn't kill him, then, you know, obviously he swam right back up from where he came. And I probably didn't use that bathroom for like a good 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I was going upstairs and definitely a scarring process thinking that a rat's going to bite you when you're at your most vulnerable area.
That sucks. And you don't know if you're really
anything.
And trust me, you don't know if you don't know how difficult those things are to exterminate.
Oh, rats?
Yeah, I mean, they could swim in boiling water. It just seems like it's something that they would be able to do that no other animal would, you know. But on the list of five animals that might show up in your toilet to terrify you, rats are number two.
They are number two.
They say rats can totally crawl up into your toilet bowl. Just ask a couple in South London. They were afraid to go to the bathroom after a rat kept poking its head up into their toilet bowl for 8 months.
God damn.
Eight months. Yeah, or the Brooklyn residents who were watching TV when a rat entered their apartment through the toilet. Many people have posted videos of rats in their toilets on YouTube. Happens all the time, especially if you live in the basement or first floor apartment. That's according to an owner of a Brooklyn pest control. The pipe is empty. The rat crawls through the pipe and up and over the hump and then into the porcelain. And he can't get back out. Basically, another guy in Portland, Oregon reportedly receives 10 to 15 calls a year from residents with rats alive or dead in their toilets. They say if you find a rat in your toilet bowl, flush it down. And if it gets into your apartment, call the experts to deal with it.
Well, remember, we had that guy on from the city of Seattle years ago. And he was like,
he was the only one, wasn't he?
Right. But he was like, rats will come up through your toilet. That's why I put my toilet seat down all the time.
Just because of rats or snakes. What are you really scared of?
Well, I'm scared of snakes. But I don't think they're going to, in this area,
no.
I don't think it's a high probability.
I think you're more likely to get rats.
But I do worry about the rats.
So you really, if we walk into your home right now, your lid is down on your toilet.
Correct.
Just so a rat won't come up.
Yes.
I put it down so my dog stop eating turds.
So,
but say you're already sitting on the toilet, right?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing I don't know about rats, all right? So is it where the rat would poke its head up, see what's above it, and decide, like, I don't want to be here right now, because obviously it's another animal defecating, or does a rat poke its head up, see what's up there, and attack it? I would like to think that the average animal, like I'm swimming up, you know, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right, the hole in the toilet. I poke my head out of the water, and it's like, I do not want to be here right now. Because there's another creature that's directly above my head, right?
And if you knew the percentage of rats, if you live downtown someplace or in the city that were in your area, I mean, I can see rats all, especially with the pandemic. It's like all the animals have come out.
Oh, yeah.
I see a ton more raccoons and everything else. But, man, I see a ton of rats just being displaced from newer buildings going up or whatever, man. They're everywhere.
That's the main thing. If they start building new buildings, the rats all of a sudden are everywhere. But you guys don't rat check?
No,
I don't. Snake check?
No.
You don't look for your poo?
No.
I don't look before I poo.
No.
Only after.
And if there's a bubble in there, you flush it before you go.
What's the bubble mean?
Could be an animal bubble. I don't know.
That's an animal bubble right there, son.
How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.